wick, a round wick, and it had a little deal on the outside, and you could turn it up or down because...
Well, that was in the bathroom.
Well,
this
I know.
This one in here just had a little ball of paper, and it burned oil right like that.
Yeah, that was the other one.
But that one in the bathroom. Of course, now, when I had this bathroom made over all of it, I had me electric heater put in, I mean a gas heater put in that wall. I can't stand cold water.
Yeah.
It freezes you to death.
But they had a large
range
in here.
Oh, yeah, we had a big majestic range in the kitchen.
Monstrous thing. It was big as a table.
Oh, it was a big old thing.
It was really modern. It had
oh, it
the
was
range
up
had
today,
a
girl.
Hot water heater, you know, one of those with a hot water heater that works off of the range.
Oh, yeah, this is all really nice. I've got some of the pictures of it.
Because it heated the water, you know, the stove automatically heated the water. It circulated. It had in the end of it,
Johnny,
it had a radiator.
Did you ever stop thinking he never bought that range after I come here? They had an oil stove.
I know they had an oil stove.
A perfection oil stove they cooked on.
Did they cook
for a family of six? And while we was killing hogs around here, and there's no place to cook the lard out, and I couldn't stand out in the yard.
When I was a kid, and I hadn't been that long ago to speak of, but I can remember when they used to kill hogs, and right out here beside the house, they had a teepee-like thing made, and that's where they was.
They dug a big hole in the ground and sunk a great big tin thing in here, and they had that water boiling off. They kill that thing.
Well, I was out the back.
That
was there right beside where
they... That's where they would kill the hogs.
After they killed... Well, they give you the whole row and run down on it.
They
had a little...
That was something else I was going to ask about later.
Hog killing.
Now that we're into it now.
Hog killing for winter. Yeah.
They had a barn. There's an old barn out here. It's gone now.
It was a pretty good barn.
Pretty good sized barn. All right, and he had a little feedlot on the side of it there. Oh, I guess it's about a half acre altogether. It wasn't very big at all. And the fence come up here to the back, and he had a slop, I don't know what you call it, where he put slop in it,
a big
trough like deal. Mm-hmm. And he'd go out there himself every day and feed the hogs himself. Take it out there and dump it in there, and he'd call them up there and feed them. Well, he had a old single shot.
How would he call them?
I don't know.
Piggy!
After you go out there, they'd come to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like pets.
That thing was
fenced
in, remember.
Mm-hmm.
They were just got to be pets after a while after he raised them up small. And he had an old single shot 22 rifle and a little short barrel on it. And when the day they killed hogs, all the help come up. He'd get all the help because it was a pretty good sized vent. I mean, it's fall of the year when it's cool so that the meat wouldn't spoil and have to worry about refrigerating right off. Mm-hmm. It'd always be around what I'd consider getting time to go to school or after we was already in school in September.
Sometimes it was in November even at late.
And he'd call people and they'd have all the help out there and they'd sit around at that time he had 8, 10, 12 families living around here then, colored people mainly. And in fact, I don't think he had any white help at that time outside old Sam.
One or two, maybe.
But anyway, they'd sit around on the fence with their knives.
Waiting for the...
And now you think I'm kidding, but they'd sit around, the folks would sit around out there.
The heads and the chitlins.
They'd sit around out there and sharpening their knives. Yeah. All right. And the hogs, I guess they didn't think anything about it. But
the guns!
So he'd call the hogs up there just like always to feed them. And then they'd come up there, and it was just a short distance right down there to the pen. You could reach down there and touch them. And he'd take that little 22 rifle, and he'd pop them between the ears in the head.
Yeah, they
have to. All right, you don't want to kill them. You don't want the blood to stay in them. Well, it wouldn't kill them out and out, but it'd make them, it'd be enough to kill them. They'd die eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd move, you know, they'd run. Mm-hmm. Well, then the niggers would jump off the fence. And grab at them, and they'd try to cut them and run, and they'd cut the throat right around here, and then let them run, because then they run the blood out of their body, and it's just clean as you can get it. But it's kind of gory. It's a gory.
Well, they hang them up by the
hand. All right, then after they do that, when they quit kicking and moving, mm-hmm. then they drag them over there did they gut them then?
They scalded
all right.
Fires.
That's where they had this trough. It was really just a horse trough like deal, and it was all 8 foot by 12 foot.
Oh,
pretty good size thing. All right. They'd